The Damage by Howard Linsky. Narrated by David Nellist.
Prologue. Glasgow. The body was propped up in a sitting position on the park bench, head back, arms splayed wide, as if the victim had been trying to embrace someone right before the bullet struck. The entry wound was the soft tissue of the right eye, leaving the rest of the face completely intact. If it were not for the dark, bloody hole where the eyeball had been, you might have thought the victim was merely dozing. From the back, it was a different story. The high-caliber round, meeting little resistance, had gone through the man's skull, tearing off the back of the head and taking most of his brains with it. The exit wound was a gaping, ragged and bloody mess the size of a grapefruit. Detective Constables Jason Nary and Eamon Walker had been the first officers on the scene, and Nary had winced when he saw the damage. The only positive thing about dying like that, reasoned Nary, was that you wouldn't know a bloody thing about it. You'd be here one second and gone the next, dead in less than the time it took someone to click their fingers. It was a strange sight. Most victims of gunshot wounds ended up lying on the ground. This one was still seated on the wooden bench he'd been occupying when the bullet struck, causing everyone around him to scatter, screaming in panic as they ran from the park. Someone managed to retain the presence of mind to call Strathclyde police to tell them the Sandy Hill sniper had struck again. As luck would have it, Walker and Nary were nearby, following up a lead in an unrelated case, and from what Nary could make out, there was nothing here to contradict the caller's assessment. Everything about the crime scene indicated this killing was down to the sniper. The municipal park was eerily empty now except for the two police officers and the murdered man. The detectives proceeded cautiously at first, even though they both knew the killer would be long gone by now. That was the MO of the sniper. Set yourself up so you're well hidden, select a target somewhere off in the distance, preferably a face in a crowd, to cause maximum hysteria after the shot, then take them out. There'd been three previous attacks on seemingly random and entirely innocent victims. As soon as the shot was taken, the sniper disappeared into thin air, leaving no clues for the police to pick up on, not even a spent cartridge. The only real evidence they were left with was the bullet, which invariably passed through the body of the victim and was found nearby, embedded in the first solid object it met. Ballistics reckoned the ammunition in the earlier killings was .308, and Nary had no reason to doubt they'd find an exact match to that calibre in the undergrowth somewhere close to this poor sod. Both men had taken a cursory look at the victim, but you didn't have to be a GP to know he was way...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?